This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We do have Matthew Parks on the line. He is COSATU spokesperson. And the conversation we are having here is about the wages and the negotiations that happened at the SABC. It has been months of negotiations. At some point, we're speaking about a deadlock. So we'll find out if that's still the case. But also speaking about just the SABC as an entity and where, you know, our labor market is, how the labor market is taking stock of this entity. And most importantly, how workers are being looked after in that environment. Matthew, good evening to you. Always a pleasure.
Good evening. Thank you for having us.
Brilliant. Matthew, always a pleasure speaking to you. Maybe we can start off by speaking about these months of negotiations that happened, you know, between the unions and the SABC and how they have fared the overall tone of those conversations.
I mean, it's not been an easy journey like any other workplace negotiation. The difficulties facing SABC workers have been quite traumatic. For about 4 years, they have not had any increase. Of course, inflation has been there, so that means that the salaries of workers has been eroded by inflation. We would know that about a couple of years ago, a third of the SABC staff were retrenched, and then some of them were rehired as casual or freelance workers. They, too, have really been through hell. SABC finally did agree to a 6% wage increase. We had to intervene because they were refusing to implement that from the beginning of the financial year. Our affiliate, the Communication Workers Union, took it to the CCMA. And we had to intervene to say, look, can we really resolve this issue? Workers have been through a lot, and it's time that their rights are respected. It's time that the management engages with the workers, with the unions in good faith. And let's find common sense solutions that respect collective bargaining, that promote labor market stability, that recognize the rights of workers to a living wage and to be protected from inflation. So we are quite positive and pleased that, you know, after our interventions and with the work of CWU, and with also the intervention of the Minister for Communications, Monty Guglielmi, we managed to reach an agreement of a 6% increase. So that's above inflation. It's the first increase in 4 years. They're going to start paying it now and clean their arrears from October. And then further engagements will also take place on how we can address the backlog of arrears from April last year. But there is a recognition from management that the financial year starts in April, and that's when increases should be effected from. But we're also going to have engagement with management, with government, about how do we help to ensure that SABC remains on the path to recovery. It is a critical national asset. And also how do we also address the plight of workers who are freelance workers at SABC. And it's really quite shocking to realize how many workers at SABC are actually freelancers, yet in reality they actually work full-time there, but minus the protections and benefits that one would normally receive when you're a permanent employee.
It's a very interesting one that you raise there, you know, because I guess freelance work is a big thing within South Africa's media and communications sector there. But of course, Matthew, this does lead to workers feeling more precarious than they should. You did mention that this group of workers has specifically been a lot. Just talk to us about some of the realities there of, you know, being a casual worker or a freelance worker. Of course, there's the lack of stability, but how else have those conditions strained workers?
It's quite horrific because you might have worked at a company like SABC or many other companies too, and you had a sense of permanency that, you know, come Christmas you'll have money to take care of your kids, that you could spend your career there. These workers were basically told, you are retrenched and off you go. We'll hire back some of you as casual, and mean now you no longer have job security, so you're constantly anxious, do I have a work next month, next year? You don't have a medical age, you don't have pension funds, employers are no longer contributing it, and you're on your own, basically. Many workers, when the salary is already so meager and under pressure, will simply forego medical aid. And that's a real danger because no one diarizes when they're going to fall ill, when they're going to get cancer or get in a car accident. And those costs are horrendous when you do. Pension funds are critical. If you look at South Africans, only about 6% of South Africans can afford to retire. So that's when we also need to constantly push, because when you retire, you can't be dependent upon the state pension grant. It's not enough to survive off of. So it really is quite a difficult thing. And many workers also have other benefits when they're permanently employed, like a 13 check and other kind of travel allowances and so forth. But I think the biggest thing really is knowing that you have a job and that come each each year you would get an increase to protect your salary from being eroded by inflation. And it's really devastating to listen to SABC employees who will tell you that we haven't received an increase for 4 years, freelancers. Mm. And yet somehow we somehow think that inflation hasn't hit them. They don't feel the cost of electricity or fuel or food or transport cost increases. So I think for us, we're glad we've got this victory. We're glad we are rebuilding collective bargaining at SABC. They're recognizing the rights of unions to negotiate and the need to resolve issues. So we're hopeful that we can now begin to say what can be done to these freelance workers. Because it's a problem not only at SABC, but across the economy, in the financial sector, the banks, many insurance companies. You might think you're working for this big insurance company. Next day you're told, well, you're a freelancer and off you go. And your ability to search labor rights, like paid time off, paid leave, and so forth, are now all of a sudden questionable.
Absolutely, Matthew. I think something that I think many, like I said, people who work in this sector certainly do share those sentiments of just being precarious, not being able to build a sustainable future based on the package offered. I'm also keen to speak about, when we speak of an SABC that is sustainable here. This is obviously a big concern here. I do believe there's a new leadership there and the CEO, Nomsa Chabedi, keen to find out how conversations with her have become or how they're going. And also, really trying to turn the fates of the SABC around, because like many parastatals, Matthew, it hasn't been the best of pictures.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I think we all underestimated the damage the decade of state capture did. SABC, too, didn't escape that. We all remember a certain chap in a purple suit around the market. Just a lot of crazy things were done which have put SABC into a crisis. But at the same time, SABC is a valuable economic asset. Its radio stations have an unbelievable footprint in the most far-flung communities, from Limpopo to the Western Cape. People listen to it. It has the potential to revive. SABC TV itself has created an opportunity in promoting local talent as a source of public information and so forth. It can be revived. I think we've seen many other broadcasting institutions too, and we appreciate in the entertainment and the broadcasting sphere, the media sphere, there's huge structural shifts taking place. And part of the problem with SABC is that management didn't pay attention to that. Perhaps they didn't have the capacity or whatever the story was. But something has to be done. We know that the whole media industry has been turned upside down across the world. That's why we require agile management who can kind of keep pace with it and make sure that it does survive, because I think there is a domestic appetite for it. But we need to make sure we have sound management in place. But I think what we're also hopeful out of this robust engagement we had at SABC, that it actually laid the foundation for a good partnership between management, between employers, between government, and how do we rebuild this critical national asset and make sure that actually it fulfills its constitutional mandate, but also make sure that it values its workers and provides a public service to its customers. And I think we can do it. I think we all want to do it, but it requires conversation that requires engagement in good faith.
Brilliant, Matthew. It's all we have time for this evening. A pleasure hearing from you. Thank you so much for unpacking this picture for us today. And that was wonderful. That was Matthew Park, spokesperson at COSATU, speaking to us about those negotiations between the SABC staff and workers, as well as, of course, the employer. And I think a big one that he mentioned there is really this issue of freelance and casual work here in South Africa. And actually, in South Africa's media industry, many media professionals are at the mercy of these very precarious contracts that do actually keep you from being able to build a sustainable life. If contracts are, not renewed annually, or if you don't have the ability to negotiate benefits, if you haven't seen a salary increase over a specific period of time, it does become very difficult for one to plan a future there. And so what we are seeing happening at the SABC is actually just a microcosm of what's happening in the rest of the sector.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.